Well, the banks and the schools and the post office are closed. You can park where you please and you won't get towed. The streets are empty and the stores are finally closed. It's Christmas morning. He got a tie and she got a book. They weren't supposed to peek, but they took a little look. Tell me, how long will it take for the dinner to cook? It's Christmas morning. There are so many presents underneath the tree. A few are for you, but the rest are all for me. And we gotta tip the super and the doorman. Can't you see it's Christmas morning? Christmas morning finally has come. It has meaning for each and every one. Christmas morning, I cannot believe. Just last night was Christmas Eve. In the Rockefeller Center, the big tree is shining bright. Skaters skate beneath it in the winter light. Like a picture on a Christmas card, everything looks right. Christmas morning, and the homeless who have nothing will ask on Christmas Day for us to give them something. God, we wish they'd go away. Though there is no place for them to go, they have no place to stay on Christmas morning. Lying in a hospital, dying in a bed with AIDS, he deserved it, I have heard it said. Deck the halls with boughs of something, soon he will be dead on Christmas morning. Christmas morning finally has come. It has meaning for each and every one. Christmas morning, I'm afraid to say, life goes on Christmas Day. And the Prince of Peace was born on a Christmas Day in the little town of Bethlehem, not so far away from where a multitude has gathered in a warlike way. Christmas morning. So we watch the build-up, here we go again. There is sand, there are camels, but where are the wise men? Are they in Baghdad? Are they in Washington? It's Christmas morning. There are those who go to church, they kneel down to pray for loved ones who have left to serve so far away, and for a Middle Eastern baby born on that very day. It's Christmas morning. Christmas morning finally has come. It has meaning for each and every one. Christmas morning, I'm afraid to think, this time we are headed to the brain. From today we begin a brand new year. Let us all be hopeful, men and women of good cheer, and resolve to fight against stupidity and fear. It's Christmas morning, and as awful as the world can be, we are still alive, and if we're very careful, we might well survive. There are cures and solutions, and there is compromise. Christmas morning. Christmas is for children, I have heard it said. That's why King Herod hated the babe in the manger bed. They all came to worship and adore the child instead. Well, the banks and the schools and the post office are closed. You can park where you please and you won't get towed. The streets are empty and the stores are finally closed. It's Christmas morning.
cejas con piel café. Brinca de tu cara cuando yo te dije la verdad. Oh, 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 oh.
I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you!
91.5 WMFO.
I feel happy of myself.
Well, stop it!
Gather near to us once.
the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Together, if the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough and have yourself a
cerise. All the colors of the rainbow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
bright.
May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. Christmases be
Christmas.
And may all your Christmases be
thank you.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make them breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
People turn the TV on, it looks just like a Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
Every Who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot. But the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. As a cactus, you're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. On the piano, Brian Singer. Brilliant. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I want to you with a 12.04 meter pole. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are, and I quote,
stink, stank, stunk.
Choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick, seasick, seasick crocodile.
Thank you. Hey, this is Christian.
And Ryan.
From Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Take me to your best friend's house, going around this roundabout, oh yeah.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Sentado, Anita y tú.
Me and my got a complicated relationship. She's so controlling, I notice it ain't no playing with her. I met her when I was off the porch as a teenager. She said one day I would write my wrongs in seed paper. We started out young, looking for some identity. Made a thousand mistakes, but never did we lack chemistry. Wrapping my hand around your waist, that was back when you did whatever I say. Dreams of selling narcotics, running block or robbing banks. I was in love with you, didn't know what it was with you. Kiss you in back of the glass just to get a buzz with you. Some wanted you, but they weren't committed. Preoccupied playing John Madden. Remember when granny died, you looked at me and said, baby, dry your eyes. Depend on me as your relief, let your anger be mine. We was locked in ever since then. So territorial, he even took me away from my friends. If I didn't grow with you, want no more.